XXL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide, covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all times biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, DJ Team, my co-host, Madman of the A-Team. You tune in right now to Let's Face Reality. We're going to talk about the wicked world we live in. I know there's a lot of people out there that got a lot to say about that, especially all the crazy drama that's going on in the following week. So if you would, stay tuned. We'll get back to you right after this commercial.
Next, Top Vixen, hosted by Team, at Topper's International Show Bar in Athens, Georgia, 100 North Jackson Street, 30601. Cash prize giveaway for the winner of wet t-shirt, bikini catwalk, and dance-off competition. Special guest judges such as AK Swat and Darius Blueberry of the Georgia Dog. Special guest performances from local artists such as Grom and Richard Rogers. It's going down at Topper's International. Make sure you're there. Later amateurs can also participate, but remember, go hard or go home. Athens, Georgia, stand up. It's going down.
They got people eating people, and the only thing to blame is the devil making them evil. I don't understand the ways of this crooked ass evil. Temptations in my sense, so babies in a trash can, needles in a palm, arm wrapped in a rubber band, drug flowing through a dope fiend, bloodstream. Many go crazy off the shit that I've seen. I push fast, loaded gas, trying to elevate a new dream. Who can trust in your environment full of filthy schemes? Stereotypical murder, cannibalistic acts that many never heard of. Organized crime, killing freedom and not doing time. It's time for us to stand up for what we believe in. Tight in your circle, no matter what the season. I need this track for a real reason. Now listen to the hook and tell me this ain't for a reason. Open your eyes, go wild, tell me who can you trust. It's a cold world, the whole system corrupt. The government don't give a fuck, keep you down in your luck. But you gotta keep moving, having faith for months. When the lights go out, tell me who can you trust. It's a cold world, the whole system corrupt. The government don't give a fuck, keep you down in your luck. But you gotta keep moving, having faith for months.
Yeah, man, people out here crazy these days, man. You read the news just like I read the news. Don't play crazy, man, like you don't see what's going on, or you don't know what's happening. You know what I mean? You got people eating their babies. You got people eating people. I mean, really? People eating people? Come on, man. Me personally, you know what I'm saying? If I had to say what I thought about it, you know what I'm saying? I'd say straight like this right here. It's just that sick, simple-minded world we living in. And everybody that don't realize this by now, you need to really open your eyes. This song should really change the perception of life. Man, yeah, get with
when the lights go out, tell me who can you trust. It's a cold world, the whole system corrupt. The government don't give a fuck if you down in your luck. But you gotta keep moving, having faith for months. When the lights go out, tell me who can you trust. It's a cold world, the whole system corrupt. The government don't give a fuck if you down in your luck. But you gotta keep moving, having faith for months.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Yo.
Yeah. What's up, what's up? That's when the lights go out. My Maniac, Plastic City Records. You know how I go, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't tuned into that by now, go ahead and follow my Twitter, Maniac the Rapper. You can follow us on CCR Reality Check. Make sure you do that. Tune in for updates and everything, because we keeping it coming. You know, we back this week right here with something new. Everybody's doing, you know, zombies and the so-called zombie apocalypse. You know, I know y'all read about the Miami, you know, Dade County zombie attack or whatever, so-called. But, you know, we trying to keep it moving, man. Like, the world's crazy. That's not the first actual event like that in history, you know what I'm saying? There's been many, many accounts like that. So you never know who your neighbor beside. You know, the only thing that we could possibly tell you is keep your head on straight, mind your business, and keep moving forward, because you really never can tell, you know, who to trust. You know, like, example, Madman.
Madman.
Check this. If you, like, how do you honestly feel about that actual situation, man, about the zombies and about certain things going on in today's world, man? How you feel about it, man?
Well, I mean, personally, man, I think it's kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, it's been happening for years now. It's just like these days, you know, the news crews, they blow stuff up way bigger than what they used to. So it happens these days, especially in Miami. You know, it's going to get blew up 10 times as big as what it would have been, to say, like in the 80s or something. But, you know, it's been happening for a while now. So. Yeah.
Definitely.
Put the streets on the streets.
Yeah, man, it's actually happened, like, right in our local area, man. I don't know if it ever made the national news, but it's actually happened right in our local area. You know, it's been a few years back where a lady, she actually ate her kids. You know what I mean? She cooked her kids and actually fed them to her husband. You know what I mean? So he come in from work, you know, he tired, he having a good meal, you know what I'm saying? Come to find out, he just ate his seed. Yeah. Like, I know you heard about that, right?
Yeah, I heard about it.
It's sick, man. And I don't know if I believe in this zombie apocalypse, I'm going to be honest. I don't think I do. I say that because, I mean, it's been happening for years, man. I mean, I don't know if there's a certain virus that can make you act that foolish, or if that's just like some psychotic mindset you got. I mean, personally, if I had to guess, man, my only thing I would say, man, is never hold it past nobody. Because, I mean, that dude, the Miami dude, he actually had a good reputation. Like, I mean, as far as where he went to school and what he did, you know, he was a football star. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot going for him. But his friend said that he had some psychological problems, you know, as far as thinking like he's fighting devils, you know, and like devils holding him back and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's deeper than the zombie apocalypse, personally. It's just how I feel, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably much deeper, man. you never know what's going through dude's head at the time of the, you know, the event. But, yeah.
I guess,
go ahead. I was just going to say, yeah, in today's world, somebody getting ate, it's a zombie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're eating another human being, you must be a zombie. That's what they call it these days, so. Yeah, it probably wasn't nothing to do with a zombie. If a dude done lost his mind, probably was on some drugs or something. Going a little buck wild over the board with it.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. There's so much going on in the year 2012. That's another reason why, you know, things are getting so blew out of proportion with the media. You know, in my opinion, you know, everybody's saying the world was supposed to end 2012 and this, that, and third. Well, now, 2012, it is a simple incident happened or an out of the ordinary incident happens, and the first thing to go down now, because it's 2012, they automatically assume, oh, it's apocalypse, or, oh, you know what I'm saying, the world's going to end, or this, that, and third. And truthfully, don't nobody know that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, you got to give it to these people, man, that really going out here, man, and building these bunkers, man. Like, for anybody that listening, man, for one, if you got any opinions, you know, feel free to call in 718-664-6543. You can tell us all about it, man, about your opinions and share, you know what I'm saying, what you have read or what you know. But anyway, they actually buying containers, man. Man, they actually buying containers, for real.
Sure.
Like, these containers is like storage containers. They paying anywhere from like $2,000 to like $4,000. And all they doing to it, and sometimes even more, because they're combining them together, cutting the sides out and combining them. And what they're doing with them, they're preparing for like the zombie apocalypse, you know, so-called coming. They're preparing for the end of the world. And, you know, they're actually digging holes, you know what I'm saying? And then putting 8 foot of dirt on top of these containers and actually making it big enough for their family to get underground and so-called survive. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's necessary? Huh?
Nah, because I look at it like this, man. Say the world was coming to the end, 2012. I think everybody, you know, ain't nobody safe, no matter what kind of measures you take. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not even that, though. They say the world do come to the end and all other life forms on Earth die, but they stuck on the ground. They go eventually run out of food. Then they go suffer and die anyway. So, I mean, it's really a lose-lose. If it go in, it's a win. You might as well just accept it and live life like you normally would.
That don't mean don't be prepared a little bit. Like I'm saying, no, I would definitely recommend getting a couple guns, you know, just for the protection of your house. You know, I would definitely do some home defense measures as far as that goes. I would definitely do that. But at the same time, I'm the type of person that I would do that anyway as being a man and head of household as far as looking out for my family. You know what I mean? Being the provider and the caretaker, I would do that personally anyway. So I can never say that you can be too prepared, because that's always good to have a little bit of a what if, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You never want to look at the world like from a blind man's point of view, like you just can't see that happening. You're like, nah, I don't see that going down like that. And let it just drift.
Well, you got to keep your eyes open, man. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening out here, weird stuff that happened behind closed doors that nobody ever hear about. You definitely got to keep your eyes open for little stupid things. But I don't blame you.
Stuff, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the crazy thing, though, man, is people, they fail to realize it's life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They fail to realize that. Like, no matter how hard you try, I mean, you're still going to have complications with life, man. That's all part of life. Now, as far as the, you know, those other measures go, that's, man, a lot of this media, man. In my opinion, a lot of this media. If it was zombie, if it was really a zombie, why come anybody reported spotting none or nothing like that? I believe in more in finding Bigfoot than I do that, man. To be honest with you, you know, they actually said they found a Bigfoot in Idaho the other day, man.
Yeah.
Like something like that is understandable. I can believe that. You know what I mean? It's already, you know, apes and primates. They already running around anyway. What's the odds of having one that tall, huh?
I don't believe none of it, man.
You don't believe that? You don't believe in a? I don't know, man. I really think so, man.
You believe in the Bigfoot?
I mean, I didn't. I'm going to be real. I didn't. I used to watch the show all the time, but I didn't believe it. Until the other day, they said they got a video capture of supposedly one, but...
But, you know, like, I mean, you know, these days, man, they can do so much for videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And make stuff that's really fake look so real.
True.
I mean,
then
it
on
could
top
be
of that,
true, you know? But,
it could be. But on
yeah,
top of all
that,
man, it was actually a college or either high school. I can't remember if I said correctly. I don't want to, you know, mislead nobody. But it's actually a high school, like, project that they were doing in the woods anyway. And so I happened to see a Bigfoot. So, yeah, it could be this animated, you know, could be something to do with the film editing. I'm not sure, but I've seen the film. I've seen it. It does look pretty real. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, man. So, I wish these days and time, man, I wouldn't doubt it, man. What I'm saying is that don't even seem weird to me. I don't think a Bigfoot or nothing seems weird to me at all. You know what I mean? It just don't seem weird. I mean, just because it's part of the ape family. I mean, if it did exist, that's all it is, man. So. It doesn't shock me to believe that.
Yeah.
Personally.
I agree. I wouldn't hold much past anything these days, so I agree with you.
Yeah. If a human was saying got a mind, a brain, and function normal to everyday activities, can turn around and eat another human. Like while they alive or while they appear eating them in general. And I wouldn't doubt that they was a 6 foot, 7 foot gorilla. You know what I'm saying? Look at it like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
look at it in that point of view. If you look at it like that, it's not that hard to believe, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's really not, man. It's really not that hard. So, I guess it's just one of them things, man. You just got to make sure, like I said, man, you got to make sure you're never too careful, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, man. But
always be ready.
Yeah, you got to, man. You ain't got choice but always be ready, man. I'm not persuading you to go out here and buy no container or nothing like that. I ain't trying to put you on nothing like that. But yeah, you do need to definitely just be ready for anything. Be ready for whatever any given time. What's that?
I said, you know, I ain't persuading you to go out there and buy one, but you definitely need to look into it.
Nah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, this. But hey, man, actually, you know what I'm saying, look like we got a call on the line right now, so, caller, you live.
Caller.
Yeah. What's up, there, man? That's Brendan.
What's going on, man?
I just wanted to comment, man, about the Bigfoot and the zombies and the guy emailed the guy's face and all that, man.
Yeah, how you feel about that, man?
It's in the Bigfoot. To start off with the Bigfoot was how I feel about that. People got to take the notions when people say stuff like zombies and Bigfoot. Not, you know, going back to the Bible and stuff like that, people take a perception and think something's supposed to be like something what they see in a movie or something like that. Just because you see a Bigfoot don't mean that, people say Bigfoot, don't mean that the Bigfoot's going to be 10, 15 feet tall. It could just be an overgrown ape or anything of that nature. the society that we live in today, where we're using all these different chemicals and stuff that we using to grow food, make food grow quicker, instead of waiting 2-3 months for it to grow, it grows actually in 6 weeks. These animals are actually eating this stuff, man. You're seeing stuff bigger than you normally see them. You're seeing flies bigger than you normally see a fly. You're seeing mosquitoes bigger than you normally see a mosquito. You get what I'm saying? Kids coming out with breasts and big thighs and parts nowadays that you wouldn't saw 30 years ago.
Yeah, I definitely understand that.
When you take into consideration Bigfoot, how our society and how our world is today, it could have been where they could have just ate something. We're using pesticides. We're using different chemicals to make things grow faster. This day and age that we're living in now, we want it when we want it. We don't want to wait for it. So we got scientists coming up with chemicals to make stuff grow faster. And these animals are also consuming it also. So that's what my notion is on that. I believe Bigfoot is just something where their their ecosystem has been changed, where their surroundings have been changed. They've been eating food that had a chemical balance in it that changed the way their futures. I believe that's my thought on Bigfoot. It could just be an overgrown ape, just like we have overgrown humans.
Definitely. Speaking of the chemical reaction and changing the as far as development goes of a species, I didn't mention this yet, but did you ever hear about the Cyclops fish? They actually
explain it to me. I'm real smart when it comes to science. Just ring a bell for me. Explain a little bit
This year they actually found a fish. There was a fisherman. He was out fishing, you know, and he was reeling in his catch. And he actually caught a one-eyed fish. Like, the fish had an eye in the front of his face. It looked kind of like a human eye almost, man. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm saying they had an eye, like an eyeball in the front of his face, man. And the fish had a mouth, like a front-facing mouth, man. Like, it really looked crazy. You know what I mean?
So he had a fish.
I didn't know if anybody heard about that yet.
You said it had an eye, a one eye in the middle.
Yeah, one eye in the middle of his face, and he actually had a mouth, like if it was at a human face almost.
That wasn't the only episode of our Animal Planet, was it?
Nah, I seen it on the front page of Yahoo, man. Yahoo News. Yeah, I seen it on the front page of
that. There's actually a show about mermaids that's coming on Animal Planet. And they are saying that that show is fake, it's fake, is made up, and they came forward and said that it is actually fake. That they had been shown. I haven't heard that yet. I can say though, I'm actually an engineer by trade. I can say this for a fact, that we know more about the outside of the earth than we do about the inside of the earth, like our oceans and our own land.
Yeah, definitely. I can agree with that.
I can't say that, though.
Yeah, they definitely got a whole train of people out there, man, looking out for the outside of earth, man, when really there's so much craziness going on the inside, man. It's like the people that's on the inside fighting against the crazy, man, it's so many wicked ways, man, but they almost forgotten about. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it personally, man. True.
Yeah.
No, the thing is with the fish, man, I'm telling you, they be having all them oil spills and stuff in the oceans. It could have been like a little baby fish. It could have infected and caused like deformities and stuff.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Like in the form of fish from all the toxic waste and chemicals to be in the ocean, stuff like that.
That also does cause deformity, and that would do it. You know, it takes a little bit of time through generations and generations. When that fish have a baby and that baby has a baby, it will change features in DNA.
Definitely. I can definitely feel that. 18, you know, hey Brandon, we actually we got another caller coming in. Caller 347, you're live.
What's good?
What's happening?
Oh man, nothing much, man. Just
calling.
What's that?
I was gonna say you catch the last couple minutes we were talking about deformities and the fish with one eye and the Bigfoot and the people and did you get to catch that? Like, do you have any questions for us or for Brandon or however?
Well, I did catch a little bit of it about the Cyclops fish or something like that.
yeah, Cyclops fish.
I don't know. I mean, I've always been the type to think that it's more than just humans and birds and dogs and, you know, stuff like that out there. I don't know. I mean, like the other guy said, with that oil spill, man, with all those chemicals and stuff, you never know, man. You can have a whole different kind of species out there in the ocean, if not 100 different new types of species now.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot, man. It's a lot more to it, man, than, you know what I'm saying? Because honestly, like the oil spills and just the change of the actual environment itself, in my opinion, could cause them deformities or a new species, because, you know, the world's actually going through changes. You know what I mean? It's going through developments and again, you know what I'm saying? It's constantly doing new things that is astonishing astronomers, scientists, you know, people that really do their study. It's astonishing them in ways they can't even explain. So it wouldn't even surprise me, man, that they would have a new species come about.
One thing I always say, I'm still on?
Yeah, you are.
One thing I always said, and that's a good topic that you brought up about the Earth. One thing I have always said was people don't realize it, but the Earth is a living, breathing object. And just like humans are living and breathing, the Earth lives and it breathes. The Earth has the ability to actually heal itself. I can actually explain it where if you were to take a building and just sit it there, and you didn't have humans or anything doing nothing to it, that building will one day crumble down to the ground. More trees would grow right there where it's at. The rain, the wind will wash it away, those buildings. It would take a long time, but it would actually happen. It would change automatically without human hands. The building would just fall and crumble. Roots would grow up through it, weaken the structure. It would actually one day come down. It'll be a pile of rubble for a while. And over time, the wind and the rain would carry the rubble away. Trees would grow. Rivers would form right there. It'd be like nothing was ever there. And nobody touched it. No human hand touched it to do that. That's basically what they call that in engineering, where it's an act of the earth healing yourself. It's like when you get a cut, your body automatically heals the cut, start healing. The earth automatically heals itself.
So it's like a sort of like a mechanism.
Yeah.
I can definitely understand that. That's real, man. Taught me something today.
Yeah, man. Man, like I said, that science stuff, man, that's right up my alley, man. I can do that all day.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you sharing that input with us, man.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, people just don't realize that the earth can actually heal itself, just like if you get a cut. The people don't never look at the earth like a living, breathing thing. That's basically what the earth is. You got some planets out there when they use the term dead. It just basically just sitting there floating. It's dead. The moon, Mars, you know, is literally dead. It's just sitting there, no life, nothing growing on it. So they say. I've never personally been on it, so I can't tell you that.
But, yeah, it's understandable. How you feel about it, man?
Yeah, I feel it. You know, I understand. Well, a lot of people don't, like you said, a lot of people don't realize it. So, yeah, it's really happening every day before your eyes.
Yeah. I mean, things happen, man. It's up to people to take it into consideration that everything they see is not fake. But a lot of things are Photoshopped these days, and a lot of, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
the input Brandon shared with us just now, that's really good, you know what I'm saying? Because it does make sense if you think about it. I mean, you get roots that grow up through your front yard, you know. If there was a building right there, it would definitely have, you know what I'm saying, we can destroy, like you said. So I can understand where it would crumble. You know, 347, you still on? 347.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
I just see you still there. If anybody out there got any questions for Robert of Athens, Georgia, or Brandon of Athens, Georgia, give a call in, 718-664-6543, because we definitely want to hear it. Definitely want to hear it. But before we get into any deeper details, we're going to get ready, and we're going to take it to commercial. So, Knight Rider, go and take it away.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, so we got technical difficulties.
Yeah, a little difficulty.
Yeah. There we go.
I see me eating bread, I'm mentally rich. Money, yo, of a nonsense, but I bone a dumb chick. Pockets gaining weight, eating Debbie for breakfast, lunch, and then it's a freak like me. I'm scorching in the sheet. The devil envy me, cause I know my place will never match the G-O-D. I'm born to win, G will make me sin. But when I saw my issues, positive wrapped around my head, I'm looking like a hen.
Turned in life, I wear the crown. Word.
Right, so I'ma step into it. Fortune pain, bad man, he trying to get to it. Money, money, my money is all I'm thinking about. And if you disagree, I ask you what you're thinking about. Cause I'ma stack these chips up like some Legos. I'm headed for my dreams. Tell them I need to
hold it down. I didn't lie, I wear the crown.
Word.
The hottest rap group right now, straight out of Athens, Georgia. Class C Directors present Team with their hot new album, The Movement. Get your copy today while supplies last. Album contains hot new singles such as Pretty Lady, Taking Back, and last but not least, Jack of All Trades. Also special guest appearances such as OG Blow and Zeke Red. Get your copy today. I mean now, right now.
I just got my copy today off iTunes. I ain't know it's on all the other platforms.
That's crazy, man.
Join the movement. Get with the movement. Don't get left behind. This commercial brought to you by Class C Directors.
Yo, what's up?
Yo,
before we get started, man, I want to give a little shout out to Cocky F. That song that was actually cut off, it was actually supposed to be in Ain't Saying Nothing, their new single. I don't know exactly what happened, man. We had technical difficulty with it. You know, you heard yourself, man, the track died out. But we definitely, you know what I'm saying, looking forward to getting it up on there, man, and playing, man, so all our fans can hear it, man, because y'all definitely some cool people, and we definitely want to make that happen, man. But also, shout out to Cocky Av, man, one more time, definitely. 18.
Yo.
Yeah, man, that kind of messed up right there, man. But anyway, back to the topic, man. Who's still alive with me right now?
Yeah, I'm on with you.
Yeah, I'm
out
here.
All right, cool. All right, well, yeah, man. What y'all think about the zombie thing, man?
Man, ain't got no comment on that one.
Hey, I asked you about the zombie. I asked you about the Illuminati and that, man.
The zombie incident, you were saying something earlier about, before I got on the air, about his background, his past.
Yeah, definitely.
What were you saying about that? Bring that up again, about his past.
I was just saying the guy that did the eating and Rudy, I was just basically saying that He was actually a football star, you know, as an athlete, you know. He had history of being an athlete, and, you know, he was just, he didn't seem he was home, you know, he was taking it as his home, but he actually had family. Like he wasn't always, what I'm trying to say is he had never ate nobody before, is what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
The thing what I did here was he took something that's known as bath salt. It's supposed to be some kind of synthetic drug. But
like an LSD, yeah.
Women, the thing about this, women been using bath salts for years to come. That's what women put in their water and take off all the bad skin. If bath salt would do that to your body, when you sit in a tub of water with bath salt in it, it's going to leak into your system anyway. So it would have did that before. And millions of women use bath salt on a daily basis when they take baths. You never heard anything like that happen before. I believe there's a little bit more to that story that they're not letting out. You know, we all know, I don't know if y'all know, but the government use, I'm not trying to put it on anybody and say the government. They're trying to sound like a conspiracy theory. But there is actually a thing called the Metrain Candidate. I don't know if y'all have heard of that term before, if I said it right. It's where the government did secret experiments on people. They have gave certain people different drugs, and which was called, and the drug actually came out as LSD. Everybody know what the term LSD is. The drug, and it makes you crazy. The government actually did an experiment on these guys. And they was caught with, they would give them the LSD drug. That's before the drug even was known to Americans and the rest of the world. And they would basically sit them down. It makes them go into a trance. And they would sit them down, and they would tell them to kill a certain person. And they would, it's basically like a program. And that person would have to do a certain thing or say a certain word when they kill them. And after they kill the person, they actually go back to their normal life without even knowing they actually committed that crime and killed someone. And they actually came to light. I can't tell you the exact, I have to look it up, I can't tell you the exact time frame in the years, but that actually has happened. And then now everybody know what LSD is.
Yeah, most of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man. They were definitely saying that, you know what I'm saying, it was LSD related, but I mean I haven't had a chance to read the toxicology report. So I don't really know for a fact what's going on, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? We can tell, man. I know, like I said before, they think he has some kind of, you know, psychological problems, because they were saying that he always mentioned devils and this type of thing. But you never know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had just read in the paper that both of the guys were homeless. They were sitting up on their tree next to a freeway. The guy who ate the face, the white guy's face, actually had just grabbed him and drug him to the side of the highway, took off all his clothes and laid on top of him and started gnawing away at his face. Witnesses and the police ordered him to get off of him, and he turned around and started growling at him. They said he was shot up to 8 times and killed. The Yahoo face was 8. There was nothing left of his face but one eye. He actually ate his lips and ate one eyeball and ate all the meat off his face. The only thing they said was left was his mustache and the bone on his forehead.
Yeah,
I seen. Yeah, that man was pretty messed up.
Yeah, I seen the bitch through that leak, man. It was kind of sick, man.
And I think that dude was on, like, something like some drug like PCP or something, man, because I mean, I don't care how someone play crazy or claim to be crazy. You never hear about somebody like that hurting someone else to the point where they got to eat their face. I mean,
I think this guy
was on drugs, and he probably just gone out his head, and whatever was going on with him at the time, he was just probably taking out on that guy because he was on drugs.
Yeah.
They call him like a zombie or something, that could possibly happen in the United States. I can see that, dealing with all these different kind of chemicals and these pills that supposed to treat one thing but got like 10 different effects that could possibly kill you and do this and that to you. I can definitely see that coming in the next 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, I'm a little off subject, but have y'all actually heard about the new form of AIDS? They actually have another disease just like AIDS. You actually get it through what they call kissing bugs, which basically...
I never heard that. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, from what I read, it's basically like you can actually connect that through kissing. Yeah, you can actually get like a certain form of disease that's a lot similar to AIDS, and there is no cure for it at the moment.
That's something I read about, something new.
I don't know the name of it, but they calling it, they're saying it's caused by either, quote, kissing bugs. Like, like a bed bug, but kissing bugs. That's what they call it. Yeah. I found that out, too, the other day. I was actually on the news channel on the computer, like Yahoo, Bing, all that, It actually had it, man. Like, I had it on there talking about it, man. It's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kissing bugs. I'm gonna have to look that one up.
Yeah, do that. It's serious, man. Once again, man, anybody out there, man, that want to call in, man, and give they response, you know what I'm saying, 718-664-6543. You know what I'm saying? We up here, Let's Face Reality, you know what I'm saying? If you want to call in, we got about 20-something more minutes, so if you want to go ahead and call in, I actually got like 14 more minutes, I'm sorry, correction, but if you want to call in, you know what I'm saying, give a little shout-out and give your response to what's going on today in the world, make sure you make that happen. Because, you know, we right here, you know what I'm saying, waiting for you to call in and everything, doing our thing with it. So, you know, we respect everybody's opinion, man. We respect everybody's opinion. So, anyway.
I did want to comment on something that you was talking about earlier before I got on the air about the 2012 thing.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say was, on the 2012 thing about the Mayan calendar, what would y'all take on that? I didn't get to, I did want to comment on that, but I couldn't get through in time. What was your take on that? Do you remember what y'all was talking about on that?
About the 2012?
Yeah, because I did have something I wanted to... say on that. What I wanted to say basically was about the Mayan calendar that y'all, you know, y'all was asking, do people believe in that? You know, about the, it comes from the ancient Mayan, and the reason why they say that, they calendar stopped at 2012, but we don't know when it was supposed to be started. All of a sudden, they disappeared. Nobody never heard a trace from them. The only thing that people are saying is that other stuff they have predicted have always came true. I know for a fact that when 2012 hit December, I have to look it up to get the exact name, but there is actually a name for it that happens every 50 million years that's going to take place where the Earth and all the planets will be in alignment. You heard about that?
Yeah, I've actually heard about it. But that's one of the things that NASA they're not just saying that's not true. They say it will go into planetary alignment, which happens like once every 10 years or something like that. But during the winter solstice, but it's not a, it's not gonna cause any harm that it actually happened. It has happened before.
This was my take on that. The last time this had happened was when it was in a direct alignment. This is the winter solstice, what they're saying, but this type of solstice is gonna happen 50 million years. This is gonna happen. Humans. Haven't been around that long. Last time it happened, only dinosaurs was not dinosaurs. Sorry, but they're the willing mammals. And that planetary alignment, when you look at it in a, it'll be real boring if you was to sit there and study it. But basically, it would cause an electromagnetic pulse. And the electromagnetic pulse is like a big, just think of it as a big old magnet. It will pull a solar flare. I don't know, you know, if you know what a solar flare is, but the sun shoots off solar flares. It's actually heat and energy just build up and basically just explode. That magnet, the big magnet that the Earth and all the planets align up will cause basically a big magnet which will pull a solar flare, and it can pull it so close to Earth that it'll knock out all computer, anything that a computer run off of, it'll knock it out. All cars now, right now, is running off computers except old Chevrolets, older model cars. Everything that we use, power, everything run off electricity. It wouldn't hurt humans, but it could, if you was in a general location where it actually hit Earth, it could kill you, but it wouldn't be it wouldn't be no more than a few thousand people or whatever. The best place to be in something like that is underground. But if you have a big solar flare that hits the Earth and computers is knocked out for a long period of time, that can go by what we eat. By us even drinking water, because everything we do nowadays is done by computers. Eating, drinking water, driving cars, getting gas, you wouldn't be able to do any of that unless you grew your own food at your house. Basically, for a few months, we'll go back to the old days, back to the 40s and the 50s, farming, and stuff like that. That's my take of what I did want to say on that matter. About 2012, if that was to happen, nobody knows can predict the future. But that alignment could cause a magnetic pulse, and that would be my worst fear when when y'all was talking about people digging holes and making bunkers.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Really, man. Truthfully, to speak on that, man. Nobody really knows, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, history repeats itself. That's true. But at the same time, I mean, the world constantly is changing and evolving day by day. So it's not a necessarily, guarantee that if it did happen, that it would be a real drastic event. I mean,
it could actually come to an end tomorrow. We never know.
Exactly.
The Earth, looking at other planets out there, the Earth would never really come to an end. Life on Earth could come to an end, but you can look at Mars and you can look at all the other planets. They're just basically sitting there spinning with nothing on them. So then basically that's how the Earth will become, and basically we'll turn back to dust, eventually. The Bible said that everything that was built will fall. Everything that was born will die. So we just have to live our life right and go by what that word says.
Yeah. I can definitely understand that, man. And if anybody out there that agrees or disagrees, 718-664-6543. We got a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we got a 308 number. So So 308, you live? 308.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Who is this?
This is Brandon.
Brandon? Brandon, where you from, Brandon?
Yeah. I'm from the ATL.
Alright, would you like to give your opinion on what's going on right now?
I'm kind of lost right now. Can you give me some more information?
We're basically just going over like the ways of the world right now. You know what I'm saying? Like events, different occasions going on in the world, man. The zombie incident, you know. I know we about to close up. You know, we ain't got whole lot of time left. You know, if you really don't want to get in great detail, I mean, we do appreciate you calling in, though, man. But basically, it's just about give us your opinion about the day, kind of zombie, if you can, you know, brief sentence.
I don't know, man. Like this whole 2012, I've been hearing and everything. You know, just crazy, man. I mean, really, I don't think nobody can really predict when the war's gonna end. You know, like.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. It's crazy what's going on these days, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, what do you do, man, what do you do in general? Are you in the entertainment industry?
I make music in my home studio like that.
Okay, definitely, man. That's what's up, man. When you go back.
I got a group actually, and we called ASG. You can look us up on Facebook. Check us out, you know. Coming from the underground though, trying to get live, you know.
Okay, cool. That's what's up, man. But man, make sure you stay on your grind, man. You know what I'm saying? And
yes, sure.
Can they find you on Twitter? Anything?
No, I don't have a Twitter account yet, but I'll probably end up making one here soon.
All right, cool. Well, make sure, man, you know what I'm saying, you can also send, you know, some good soundtracks, man, files that you singles or whatever, classcityrecords@gmail.com, man. We'll definitely take a look at them. That's for anybody out there, you know what I'm saying, you got a track you want us to spend, then send it to classcityrecords@gmail.com. We get a review if possible in rotation. So, but yeah, man, we appreciate that info, man, so. Everybody out there, man, check out, you said, what's your say, your name was, ASG?
Yeah, ASG. ASG.
Everybody go and check ASG out on Facebook, man, and show them
appreciate
some support,
appreciate
man.
It.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in. Yeah, man. But anyway, man, yeah. So, back to what we were saying, man. I know we got a few more minutes. Is there anything anybody wants to put out there right quick before we get ready to wrap it up? Madman.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, not much, man. You can go ahead, whoever we're trying to talk.
Yeah, that was me, Brandon, man. I just want to put out there, man, next. I just want to, you know, blow up my event. Next Friday, we got two events going on in Athens, Georgia. We got a Suburban Lounge, Freaking the Dark Twerk Fest. We got tickets on sale right now for $5. You can call me at 706-340-7215 to get those tickets for $5. Every lady that enters the building will get a free freaky gift. At that event, we're going to have a big cash drop at that event. And on the same night, this is June 16th, that's next Saturday, Athens, Georgia, we're going to have Ed El Pacino,
hey.
Summer Bands, hosted by Team.
My bad, man. I had to cut you off. Give me 1 second, man. I know it's rude, man, but I had promised whoever the callers, I shout it out, you know what I'm saying? I make sure they get their opinion heard. So, we got 1-380, you live.
Yeah, what's good, bro?
What's good?
Good, yeah. Shout out to, I just want to give a shout out, you know, Major Poets, and shout out to to EOTM Radio Network for y'all out there doing y'all thing, man. I see y'all making it work. Yeah, hopefully everybody starts opening their eyes up, you know. Yeah, we need more people like you out there, you know, keeping us in the moment, you know, keeping us in the movement. We all need to know what's going on. But yeah, I just want to give a shout out, you know, Major Poet. I missed the poet myself.